This is Strictly Sales with Jeff Hoffman and CC Bazaar. For more information, go to Overview Labs or mjhoffman.com.
Thanks for tuning into the Strictly Sales Library, your wiki for all your sales questions and objection handling. We are joined today by Jeff Hoffman to talk a little bit about budgets and your clients. So, Jeff, something that people hear, especially when they're prospecting, just as an objection right out the gate is, oh, we have no budget for that.
Right. Well, it comes up at different times. And I think where it comes up in the sales process is going to dictate the way you handle it. Mm-hmm. If it's a serious question around budget, then it's generally going to require more than a short answer. But we tend to hear that a lot early as a way, if it's really not so much around budget, but a way to kind of outbox us.
Totally.
And for that, I think we need to have some good tools.
So let's jump in a role play on how exactly we might be able to handle that.
Sure. I think there's a variety of ways we can do it. I'll give you a couple examples. So why don't you fire at me with the budget question.
Thanks so much for your call, Jeff. But actually, we don't even have budget for that right now.
I'm sorry, who's we?
The entire marketing organization, no budget.
Time out. Now, one of the first things I do with weird objections is I isolate the plural pronoun.
Okay.
You said we, and I said who's we. Because when people give objections in the plural, we, our, they, they're diffusing responsibility for the actual objection, which we don't want to let them do. So we both know the person you're talking to doesn't have the authority to tell you that the entire marketing department doesn't have a budget. This is absurd. So by saying we, now she said, I don't have a budget, I can do something else. So we'll go back and you say your answer again. I'm sorry, who's we?
The marketing organization.
So this is my first call to your company, and I know very little about your structure. How many folks are in your marketing department?
We have 7 people in marketing.
Okay, and does that roll up to a VP of marketing?
Yeah, we have an interim VP of marketing right now.
What do you mean interim?
We have a person that's kind of stepped in the role for about a 6-month window until we find a new VP.
Oh, okay. With the person who stepped into the role, were they previously on the marketing team in a different function?
Yes, they were, yep.
And how did you guys pick this person to keep the seat warm?
Oh, the CEO made that decision.
Oop. All right, time out. So what am I doing here?
You're getting tons of information.
And we're off budget. We're far away from budget. I'm leaving budget alone.
I love it.
You used budget as a way to get me off the phone, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what just happened.
All right, so what if this person was the CMO or was the VP of marketing?
Yeah, okay. All right, in this case, we'll say that this person would say, I don't have budget.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
We do that one.
Yep. Thanks, Jeff, so much for the call, but I don't even have budget for that right now.
What do you mean by you have or haven't budget?
We're getting close to the end of Q2. I know where we stand. I just looked at all the numbers, and I know that I don't have budget to bring on any new vendors at this point.
Understood. But you have budget for existing vendors?
Yes.
Now, how does it work if you don't spend all that money this quarter? Stop. Now what's happening?
Now you're getting further and further away from budget, but you're figuring out what you do with the leftovers.
See, no one is going to say to you, with just a couple of questions, people are not going to hold on to the I don't have budget is so broad and so meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have budget doesn't mean you don't spend money. It just means something else. We got to figure out what that means. And you'll find very quickly people, what happens is, because the statement, I don't have budget, is so outrageous, and so few sales reps call them on it, that when you do, they don't want to look like they're fooling you. They don't want to look like they're full of it. So they're going to defend it. And the only way they can defend it is to get specific. In this case, you got specific by saying, our end of quarter, nothing for new vendors. So you were giving me much more detail on what your objection was. And now that gives me all the places I need to go to find out things.
So do you generally, when you're closing out these types of conversations, how do you leave it? How do you close it so that you can kind of move on to the next stage in the buying cycle?
You know, we want to be careful here because we don't want to treat objection handling like an if-then flow chart, because there's a variety of places that we can go.
Right.
But think of it another way. If it's a real objection,
mm-hmm.
then you have to deal with it.
Right.
And you have to get in there and roll up your sleeves and really work. But if it's what I would consider to be a false objection, with the objections that are given in the early calls, my goal is not to deal with it. My goal is to basically sidestep it and continue talking. So in this case, you know, I'm going to be doing more listening than trying to pitch. I'm just trying to find opportunity. You know, we've just learned in the first role play that there's an interim VP, but they've selected him or her based on some qualities. And I'm probably going to use this call to drive toward an introduction to this. And this idea around budgets, what happens with money that isn't spent on existing vendors. I'm probably going to spin that into something around, well, how does one become a vendor from a procurement standpoint? Are you saying that if there's a vendor you haven't used in 4 years, but if they raise their hand and you wanted something from them, you could buy something from them this quarter, even though they're not – although they're existing in your database, they're not really existing as far as recent. I mean, how far back do you go to make it a vendor? How can I get on the vendor list?
Right.
You know, there's all kinds of things. I don't want a rep to hear this and think, if the customer says A, say B, if the customer says B, say C. What you want to think about is there's probably some really – you want to have that great sentence that diffuses the bomb and gives you a little more runway to keep talking.
I think that from now on, anyone who's listening to this can no longer use budget as an excuse on your first call.
Nope. Yeah, I agree. Ultimately, the only way for this call to end abruptly is for a person to say, I've got to go, goodbye, and hang up, right, or don't call me.
Exactly.
Anything short of that, I mean.
Fair game.
Well, sure. I mean, we're adults, and they said something, and I listen. I don't, look, you said you're on a budget. I don't know what that means. You know, I don't ask for permission. You brought up budget, not me. I didn't bring up anything about budget. You did. So I just have questions about it.
All right, sales reps, this is exactly what you need to be doing and exactly what you need to be listening to. Make sure to check out our next Strictly Sales Library podcast soon. Thanks, Jeff.
You're very welcome.